From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm David Green. A rare move yesterday from the University of Illinois. It denied a request for emeritus status by a long-serving faculty member. William Ayers is an education professor. He's also a former member of the radical 1970s group The Weather Underground, which bombed government buildings and became a target of the FBI. But that's not what derailed his request. Ayers also co-authored a book and dedicated it to Sirhan Sirhan, the man who killed Robert F. Kennedy. And that did not sit well with the chairman of the university's board, himself a Kennedy. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports.
For 20 years, William Ayers has taught at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He retired in August and wanted to gain emeritus status, an honorary title usually given to distinguished retired faculty members. It's typically a formality, and all he needed was approval from the university's Board of Trustees. But standing in the way was the chairman of the board, Chris Kennedy, the son of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy.
I intend to vote against conferring the honorific title of our university to a man whose body of work includes a book dedicated in part to the man who murdered my father, Robert F. Kennedy.
Kennedy was referring to a book Ayers co-wrote in the 70s with other members of the Weather Underground. It's called Prairie Fire, The Politics of Revolutionary Anti-Imperialism. It's dedicated to all political prisoners in the U.S. But the dedication goes on to specifically include Sirhan Sirhan, the man imprisoned for assassinating Senator Robert F. Kennedy in 1968.
There is nothing more antithetical to the hopes for a university that is lively and yet civil than to permanently seal off debate with one's opponent by killing them.
Not one University of Illinois trustee voted in favor of granting Ayers emeritus status. Ayers wouldn't make any comment, but only said by phone that he found out about the emeritus denial after reading it in the newspaper. This is not the first time Ayers has been in the spotlight. He once worked with Barack Obama in an organization involved with school reform in Chicago. And in 2008, Republican Arizona Senator and then presidential candidate John McCain used that connection to attack Mr. Obama. For example, in this ad.
Barack Obama and domestic terrorist Bill Ayers. Friends. They've worked together for years.
Ayers does have his defenders. Vicky Chu heads the College of Education at the University of Illinois at Chicago. She says he's well-respected in the education community.
It's very exciting when he founded the Small Schools Workshop, which had a lot of influence, I think, both locally and nationally, in talking about the importance of personalism and relationships, trusting relationships at the school level.
But for now, at least, any achievements have been overshadowed by a book dedication from nearly 40 years ago. The controversy isn't necessarily over. A university spokesman says Ayers could still reapply for emeritus status. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.